なんですけど、シーズンさんのユースがたくさん使われます。
Damit dann bei Garten, wo sich das Ding hat, Zeit zu begeistern, wir das Ding am Garten. So, if you have, if one of your family, when one of your friend, family member has disease, please go to church and ask the elder to come to your house to pray for sickness, sickness. This thing actually showed the evidence that some responsibility, there's some partial responsibility. So it's just 7. But you must not be brought to fear from the lesson of good and evil. Whether or not it defined the lesson of good and evil, not determined by God, but maybe determined. Adam and Eve's baby, Genesis, the Lord was sorted out, he had made man and the
end.
It means that
the
sin is not being predestined by God, it's not to mankind's freedom to choose or responsibility to make quiet or not. So all of this thing is against the predestination of God. And also, on the other, there are some story in the Bible to support predestination of God. So now I'm going to tell each of them to do. Predestination of God's will. The God predestined something. So what did God predestine? The first of all, the will of God predestined his will. And God himself is absolute and unique and cannot change. So the will established by God should be absolute and unique and eternal change. So, because of failure of man's responsibility, that will has been not been realized yet. So, the predestination of God's will is absolute. So God predestined the will is absolutely so that no mankind can change the will of God, and the will for the providence made by God is absolute and unchanged, and the predestination of that will is absolute. However, the God, how about the realization of that will? The will itself is predestined absolutely. However, to realize that will is up to man's partial responsibility, relatively. So the predestination of the way in which God's will is fulfilled, the God's will, the purpose of creation, the providence of restoration is absolute. However, there's the 5% of human responsibility should be added to God's responsibility, 95%, and then the fulfillment of God's will can be done. So, in the providence system, we don't know the responsibility, partial responsibility. That's why the last people who support the predestination, it's not like that. So when you look at what you ask and it will be given to you, and is anyone of you sick, you should call the elders of the church to pray over you. But you must not disprove the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And next, the Lord was sorted out, he had made man on the earth. So when you look into those stories, this cannot be done by God. And to realize the will or prolong the realization of the will is up to man's cooperation, relatively. So, will itself is predestinized, as it is, however, to realize that will is relatively being achieved by means of mankind's push of responsibility. So, to realize that will, men have to give it their own responsibility. That's what God cannot intervene in man's responsibility. So, to realize that will is relative, how to compare with will itself is absolutely predestined. And the predestination of human beings, the God's privilege of salvation from the one point to whole, so including fallen people and including spiritual body, the spiritual world, everybody can be saved, and God have to save all mankind, all of them. So God is responsible for saving whole mankind. So, in order for him to do that, he absolutely needs a person. Therefore, we can call central figure. So, when God chooses central figure, the central figure needs some qualification. The first condition of the qualification, this ancestor first belongs to heavenly tribes, means the chosen people. So, when Jesus Christ came to this earth, so he God chose him among our chosen people, not at random. And the chosen person, came nothing but from any tribes. The chosen people came anything but from the chosen nation. And then, even the person from the same chosen people, who can be selected, his ancestors could be aligned with the medical accomplishment. And then, third condition is that, who has a requisite character, Mr. His endowed personality could be goodness, could be good. So, even though the ancestor and the chosen people and who contribute less goodness to God, however, he personally has energy to good personality of God. And the next, the qualities of during active life should be kept in that person. And the fifth thing, most fitting time and place, those five qualifications need to be qualified as a chosen person. For example, when Jesus came to earth, and he said to Peter, if you will not be born at that time, contemporary with Jesus, he had no chance to see and to meet Jesus Christ. So, the chosen person have to have this five condition on time. And then, the chosen people cannot be done by mankind. And then, most fitting time and place cannot be done by mankind. The most important thing is that the ancestor of a chosen person has to have lots of good contribution to the God. And also, those person chosen central figure has to have ability after born, it means on the earthly life. So, likewise, Messiah, each of us have to have this five qualification. When we look at ourselves, have brothers and sisters, and the thing by God was chosen the first. The person chosen by God is a representative of all his tribes. And the personality, given by God, so we ourselves somehow qualified to be essential in our families. So to become essential figure, the five condition piece kept it, so without enough. If we don't have enough this five condition, somehow we could go back or we could stop. So the first, the most important thing is that the ancestor should have good, like accomplishment. So when you compare the person, one person can go very easily, but the other person goes very hard way. So because this one is not to the ancestral achievement, so please don't complain at all, because it's not belong to you, but belongs to you. Well, that's an accomplishment. So they can, you can, that thing, you cannot do that at all. So don't complain at all, just keep going. So I'm just offspring of ancestor whose activity didn't have anything with us. So also it's very important for us to think about the achievement accomplished by God can be erased by behavior of us or not. We have to consider those things very important. So also we have to educate our children not to waste the ancestors' good accomplishment. How about the human responsibility? When human fulfills his responsibility, he means the central figure fulfills his mission and he brought fulfillment of God's will. However, the human, the chosen person, unfulfilled his responsibility, the central figure means the central figure fulfills his mission, and then the fulfillment of God's will could not come true. So when you look at the story, like Judas Iscariot, he decided to serve Jesus Christ by 30 gallons. So the God instead of him, Matthias was selected as one of his disciples on his behalf. So preparation of human beings is very conditional. So based on that, on the data five qualification, the predestination of human being is conditional, and at the same time to realize the will also is conditional. But the will itself is unconditionally achieved. However, the human being is a central figure and to realize the will is very conditional. The next illustration of biblical verses which support the doctrine of natural predestination. When you look at Rome, it says that the first does not mention human responsibility. God for him the predestined, and then he called the person and he gave responsibility, and then he called him a just person, and then he glorified him. It means that God for you everything of that person, and he called that person on that basis, and the person was summoned by God. If he cannot take responsibility, the will of God cannot be realized. The person cannot be glorified at all. So that thing is the failure of mass responsibility and God's responsibility, both of them failed. So this verse actually skipped the portion of mass responsibility.
And Roma 8:29 and 30.
For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined. And next, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy. He missed it. This implies the power of mercy and compassion of God. This verse emphasizes God's mercy and God's compassion, not the perspective of mankind. So because He is Creator, so He has right and His compassion and mercy to be His creation. Next, Psalm 21, has the potter a right of clay? The potter has the right to make dust preciously or unbelievably. So the God as the creator of mankind has right to mold or to make a person failure or unworthy like that. So from the man's perspective, man actually is the fallen state. Man has no value at all in front of God. So even though God dumped us out into the trash can, we didn't have anything to complain. So even though God treated us like that, but we had no chance to complain about those things toward God, because we were trash, we are fallen people like trash. So, however, there is a way still left over for us to go back to the state, and God also will help us. However, if we don't achieve our partial responsibility, the will of God cannot realize. Next, God favored Jacob and of Israel from before they were born. This was not to set up a certain course in the providence of restoration, but predestination. So to attune some, to actually empower him in the history of the providence, God told his story, represent his story. Because of the announced value, he will not be the embodiment of goodness. So the Adam himself has the hypocrisy. So like goodness and evil, that became evil respectively. So the God cannot take relationship anything which has stayed by sin. So God had to divide Adam himself into two parts. One part is the Cain, and the other part is Abel. So Abel could become our second part. So those things are going to be explained in detail in the next chapter. And after all, the Cain is representative of Set and Abel is opposite to God. So the Cain killed Abel. Is that Set attacked God? So to restore those conditions, the Isaac gave birth to children, Esau and Jacob. Yes, and Esau is a representative of Cain. By the condition which was previously made, be hated by God. Even he didn't make any goodness or anything at all, but Jacob, or the case of Jacob, representative of Abel and God, had predestined to be loved by God. And even the bomb will put even though the Jago mother's own in love, however, if he couldn't realize, if he hadn't realized his responsibility, he couldn't become the embodiment, he couldn't become the embodiment to be loved by God. So the responsibility is very important. When you don't know the existence of responsibility, the problem of the world, all of them can be solved. Because the mankind can solve their own problem. Those problems resulted from the ignorance of the responsibility of mankind. So as long as we do know mankind has the most responsibility, all problems from the world can be melted, can be dissolved. So far, I talk about conclusion, the predestination. So when Christianity talk about predestination, everything such as restoration and victory or fail and death, but then that everything is up to God. However, the principle says the man's responsibility 5% and God's responsibility 95%. When they come together, when they put together, the will of God can be realized. So if when such a few or mankind couldn't give the 5% responsibility as his partial responsibility, God has no way to be successful. So the way of mankind to accomplish the 5% responsibility has been shown by true powers. So we have to go through the way of true powers. So we are very valuable because we do understand the meaning of responsibility and partial responsibility. That's why we are valuable. However, if we don't commit ourselves to achieve responsibility, basis knowing what is responsibility is very against the God's service. So that's why we have to practice that. Specifically, next we talk about Christology. This is Dr. Christ. This is the call of the Christ. However, Christian people, they really don't understand the detail about this Christology. So, how about the Abraham's family? The core of the Christology, the Jesus is the core of that, this theory. It's just God himself, which is just the Son of Man. So, when Philip asked, please show me Father, and then Jesus said, if you see me, you see God. God isn't me, I am God. When I saw Jesus Christ, people, Christian people, they believed Jesus Christ is God. Like 20 or 30 years ago, when I was in the bus, there was like a guide, the female guide in the bus. So the last bus, the three or four jumped, kept the bus and then jumped off the bus. And then the female guide, and she listened to this stunt conversation. There seems like a certain minister of theology, so they seems like witness this female guide, and there's something to this female guide. So this female guide said, or she said, Jesus, God is dead. So he means that Jesus is dead. When Jesus is dead, God himself is dead. So when she masculinized in a theory like that, Jesus served to give a response to the support from she was taught 5. Of course, that time the last of the rapid test was activity on the ground. So those people thought that was near to the the attendance of the pastor. So we missed it. The third who supposed to give answers to understand about Christology. So is God, is just God, or is just Son of Man? And what does it mean to revert? This kind of important matter. What is Trinity? So Trinity and revert and the just identification are very important component of consistent Christology. So for foreign people who seek salvation, perhaps the most important questions among the many, they must deserve concern Christology. Issues which fall within this common include the Trinity, which deals with the relationship between God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, as well as the God and the relationship between Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the whole people. Until now, the controversies surrounding these issues have never been clearly settled. Consequently, considerable confusion remains in Christian doctrines and ways of faith. So, by means of demonstration, we have to identify the answer, but because of people, they can't find the answer, that's why they are on the way of class. So, the Christian demonstration have to deal with the answer of these questions. Now, I'm going to say, these three things. The first of all, who is Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is the Son of God, or Jesus Christ is the Son of God? So many people, they argue the church about this controversial issue. So, when we look at the idea first to realize the purpose of creation, what kind of value does he have, this person, on the basis relationship of geographic between God and the perfect person? We can see the identification of the person. God is perfect, and the perfect person, a true person, is perfect. Only one is, means that God can be mind, and the man can be the body. So the mind can be called the first mind, and the body can be called the second mind of God. So the mind is the first mind, and the body can be substantialized by resembling that mind. That's why the mind can be called the second mind. However, nobody calls the body second mind. It means that the perfect person is the one is God. It means that the true person himself cannot be called God himself. That's why the in that sense, the perfect person has the value of God, not God himself. And then the value of that person is eternal, because the Creator God is forever and eternal. So the value of that perfect person is the eternal and forever. So those can be explained. Dual characteristic, based on dual characteristic. Those because you can explain the next purpose for which a human being was created. So, God has lots of character, tall, nature is not form. And then that tall nature also divided into the inner side of tall nature, inner side of tall form. So, inner side of tall nature, lots of the something like that. So, with inner side of tall nature, there are lots of character inside. So, A, the person called A has been embodiment or manifestation A, a certain character, inner side, inner nature of God, inner nature of God. So, no one can be identically twin with anybody. So every person has to be transformed based upon the God's character. So Each of them is the embodiment of the individual. The individual, the idealism of individual, or the form of individual within the God. So, the person A is the only person to return to simulate the very spot which God can. Only happiness. That's why the perfect mankind is called, it has a unique value. And then, when you look at the next human relationship with the universe, God consists of a contrary character in external form. Based on Joachim's wisdom. So the mankind resembled God. So the speech itself of mankind is corresponding to the entire fact of God, and the physical self of mankind is corresponding to the self of God. So the speech self of mankind can communicate with the spirit world, and the physical self of mankind can communicate with the physical world. So, the mankind himself is the center of this world called cosmos. So, the perfect man has the value of cosmos, like God. So, this perfect person has cosmic value. So far, we talk about the value of the perfect man within three aspects. So what is the conclusion of that retrospect? Jesus and the person who has realized the purpose of creation, what are the values between Jesus and the person who has realized the purpose of creation? So the value of the man equals the value of Jesus, because Central God is the perfect man. He put mind, body, and subject with an object matter. This mind body can become perfect man, and this man has divine value, and eternal value, unique value, and cosmic value. The man who has this four qualification can be called the value of perfect man, and which value is absolute, like God. And how about Jesus Christ? No matter how wonderful he is, no matter how perfect he is, but he cannot go beyond the value of the perfect man. He means that the value of Jesus is the divine value, eternal value, and unique value, and cosmic value. However, extremely, we put the value of Jesus Christ toward God, but the value of Jesus Christ cannot go beyond the value. Perfect man realized the will of God. So the Jesus is actually man, human being, not God himself. However, not like us who without sin. Jesus Christ is not without sin, and Jesus Christ is the embodiment of the will of God's creation, the purpose of creation. The purpose of creation is the person of Jesus Christ. So the Jesus Christ is a person, and what kind of person who has realized the purpose of creation? Next, when you look at the tree of life, so in the Garden of Eden there is a tree of life, and then that tree of life is symbolized in the shorter future, the perfect Adam, who could realize the tree of life. And then, the perfect Adam means that the man who realized the ideal of creation. However, Adam failed, and then Jesus came to the second Adam. So Revelation 22:14, the tree of life mentioned, that tree of life symbolized Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ means that the person realized the ideal of creation. So the God wanted to see the Jesus who realized the ideal of creation prolonged from the Adam who failed his will. And Next. He's just got himself. John, when you read John, look at John 49 through 10. You have sent me, the same, the Father. So when we believe ritually, the way Christian people believe in ritually, this one, the God, Jesus, is God himself. But nothing is wrong, because they don't know the principle of creation. So though I emphasize Jesus is the man, it's not God. So the mind is the mind, and the body can be called the kind of mind. However, the body is not mind itself. So likewise, God is the first God, but Jesus is the second God. However, Jesus himself cannot be called, or cannot be God itself. So God's second self of Jesus is God's second self. However, he is not God himself. So, but the fall of Jesus Christ, the fail of a special, that's what they asked those guys in ignorance. So, and then just gave this answer to console them. He who has seen me has seen the Father. And this is nothing less than to persuade Philip, who was in ignorance of spiritual. That's what the she I mentioned, the boss, the guy that said about, oh, she's dead, that's why the God is dead. So this is a very misconception, misunderstand about the Christology, because they don't understand the principle of creation. So the most wonderful discovery about the principle is that all mankind has partial responsibility. So numerous people among history, they made discoveries, they have discovered lots of things, they have invented lots of things. But the only thing to surpass of all these discoveries and inventions is the portion of man's responsibility. That's what Father said. So I want you to understand the value of the portion of man's responsibility. So when you look at John 1:10, the world was made through Jesus. Said, when you look at the law, the Christ is at the right hand of God. Even the mentor, Eloi, Lama Sabachthani, missed the moment when Jesus died, before he died on the cross. So why he called the Heavenly Father? Why he called God as Heavenly Father? If he is the God himself, he has no reason to call Heavenly God as the Father. And if Jesus said this, he looked toward heaven and prayed. He called the Father, he called God as the Father. It means that Jesus Christ came to earth as the Son of God. However, this valley was equalized the value of God. So Jesus Christ is himself as the God, he was crucified and he was tested by Satan. Satan has power to attest God and to nail God on the cross. Cross is that. It doesn't make sense at all. So Jesus Christ is God himself or not? Jesus Christ is not God himself. Do you understand? So next, John 1:10, the world was made through Jesus. That means that the God created all things. He missed it. The world was made through Jesus. Means that the world was made through him. He means that he means the God. That's why him is the death sentence, Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ is God. But this is the wrong But this is very last context. So when you look at John, John says the word has been unfolded in the special world, and Jesus was expressed by the word of God, his embodiment of God. So he is a fully imaged person, as he encapsulates the Hebrews and the creator creativity. So, through a perfect person is realized the verification. From this perspective, it can be said that the world was created through Jesus. So, Jesus achieved the accomplished point of the level of creation and the level of God. So in that sense, Jesus is a fully imagined person, and Jesus is encapsulated in the universe, and Jesus created. And the original perspective of Jesus Christ, the value of Jesus Christ is equal to the value of God. And then all things to Jesus Christ can express their original value, because all things should go through the mankind, because mankind is the center of all things. So without mankind, the God cannot even be subtle on the right place. So, and all things after they have a perfect person can express their original value, because of the man value, all things except mankind, they couldn't express their original value. So that's why they are not express their original value by waiting for the true man's coming. So when Jesus, as the perfect person, came to the earth and then took over dominion, to have dominion over the things with his love. So in that sense, all things can express their original value. But that Jesus Christ is not created itself, who creates everything. So in that sense, through a perfect person is realized the value of creation. From this perspective, it can be said that the world was created by Jesus. However, Jesus is not God himself. So the last year, the King God in Hawaii sent him on that day. There's a day of rain, and then from that day, the God to Paris with that day as a special day to start the revelation of original value of all things. And then the King God is the God of new Adam, which all things can express original value. And the new era of culture, and the new era of civilization, and the new era of life, all of them can start from that Garden of New Eden. So the Father said, this fundamental which is Christ started from the Hawaii Island. So we said, so far, the Father, he already made the victory. But the Father said, so far, the Father is busy to identify and to make success to identify everything. So, and then those history has been filled with pain and miserable. However, from that moment, everything has nothing with the pain and the providence without it. So, we John 58. So, this thing can have correct form by looking at the principle creation. Next, John 8:15, before Abraham was I am, he mentioned the literally and physically, Adam was the offspring of Abraham. So there are lots of time interval between Abraham and Adam. However, from the perspective of this perspective, the lineage, Abraham has the original sin. Jesus had no ancestor at all. So Jesus himself is the first ancestor to give rebirth to all humankind. And the Jesus is the very first person who can recreate the world things. So basically, Jesus is the offspring of Abraham. However, providentially, Jesus is the forefather or the ancestor of Abraham. That's what this verse could be restated correctly by understanding the principle of creation. So, with all this perspective, we can say that Jesus Christ is not God himself. And how about the Jesus and the fallen people? Jesus has the value of perfect person, and he is the governor of all things, and he has realized that he has experienced the sympathy of God, and he is the savior to save all people. By the way, the fallen person, they don't understand the value of two persons, and they failed to have dominion of all things, and they have original sin, and they never experienced the God's love, and then they are sinners. That's what the last different situation in accordance of the value between Jesus and the fallen person. So the fallen person has to be assisted by Jesus. It means that rebirth. So the fallen person have to go through way of rebirth. So in that case, Jesus could sit as the parent side and the fallen person as the daughter side. So when we compare the Jesus as the undiluted person, the Jesus can be the head of the church and the undiluted person body of members, and the Jesus can be the main temple and the undiluted person can be the branch temples, and the Jesus is the vine and the other branch, and he is the first fruit, and this third person is the next fruit. But the former can be through parents, and the latter can be through child. So the comparison between Jesus and the third person, by going through the rebirth process, so when you compare the third person with Jesus Christ, and then the Jesus is the head of the church and the branch, the body of members of the main temple and the branch temple, vine and branch, first fruit, first fruit, first and true child. So, between the third person and the fallen person, even they have the last conversation, perspective of the value. So, next, rebirth and print. What does very much? When you look at Jesus and the Holy Spirit and their mission to give birth, what rebirth means that to be born again. So, how wonderful a father is, he cannot make any rebirth by himself. So, he needs his father. So, the history of the power of the history of the rebirth must be imperished. So, the Messiah come to the appearance. So when they appear and fulfill their responsibility, they can become parents, and then they can have their children. So when they have children, they have families. So if they don't do the parents, they don't have any children. When they don't have children, they don't have a family. So the fallen mankind, from the fallen human society, the rich people was asked just leave your home and then necessity, they imply necessity and leave yourself. Why? Because they don't have any parents. So, in this world, under sentence control, and there's nothing else left to do. So, there's no parents. That's why, even a person, as the rich person, no way to be to be the God or to become the servant. So as we are the blessed family, we have to pass the who has fallen to pray to be oneness with the God and to be with the one he lived together. Jesus represents him, Adam, and the Holy Spirit represents him, Eve. They represent him, Eve. The Holy Spirit is the substantial Holy Spirit. However, Jesus Christ, without man at all, so he has no wife. So when he died on the cross, his spiritual body went to the spiritual world, and his body went back to dust. So in the spiritual world, his spiritual body by itself cannot make a revert. That's what he needs to have spiritual muscular divinity. So he went, he occupied the seat as the Father spiritually, and then Holy Spirit is the his partner, object partner, as the mother's parents. So this Holy Spirit shares to express her love on the land. And, because the rebirth has happened on the land. So the place where the Holy Spirit worked is the land. So on the land, on the earth, the people have to receive the Holy Spirit. So without having the Holy Spirit, they cannot be called righteous person. They never fail to receive the Holy Spirit. That's what they've done. What does it mean? The Holy Spirit is the seat of the wife of Jesus Christ. So on the land, the man can't have to serve the wife of Jesus Christ. So it means that the man have to attend Jesus Christ. However, the mankind have to serve Holy Spirit instead of Jesus Christ. And then those persons have to become Holy Spirit like that. Means money is a love. And even though they love at risk, they want to become individual person to serve Jesus Christ. So for 2,000 years there are lots of difficult way for them to keep their faith. However, how do they keep away of faith? Because they are power of Holy Spirit. Which all that can I'm able to go further to be saved and to have the world. And when Jesus and Holy Spirit and the directed rest of the Logos, God as the Logos, God is the Logos itself. So Logos has the masculine femininity and the masculine express and realize Adam in the person of Adam, the negativity or masculine or femininity of Logos appeared in the person of Eve. So Adam and Eve, they are substantial part of Logos, but they failed. But the will of God, even though Adam and Eve failed, certainly maintained. So that's when Jesus, your Father, came, and then Holy Spirit came to second Eve, the visit your mother, and to give rebirth to the all mankind. The Jesus Christ came to the Father of all mankind, and then naturally the Holy respite as the Tumada should come down on the land. So just Christ, as you know, lost his substantial body. So he couldn't receive the substantial Holy Spirit. So the history of compassion happened from them. Never happened at all. That's why they have to come back again. So the Skanda Jesus Christ should have a physical form and to have the ceremony of marriage, and then the person have to help the mother who represents the Holy Spirit, and then the mother from the daughter's sit, through the wife's sit, and through the mother's sit, and through the to become the pair. So the father, before he came to the father, he knew everything and he achieved everything what he knew. However, the mother case is different. That's why father had less mother, and how difficult to think about. How secret, how unfold, how uncovered. How come the story out there? So the one disciple told father, we fought many times, so many times we fought each other. So father, have you ever fought each other? And then father smiled. It means that father had a time to fight with mother. But even in the worst, when they fought each other, even though their line of their I was upside, but when the children came to the room, they have to show their smile and face, and then without lifting any trace of shedding tears, they have to smile. So that's what father, like father said. So father came over. Father is easily could jump over this part, but the father could jump over step by step. And then the mother's case are different. The mother cannot jump over, cannot hit all of a sudden. So which is the more private history? God, the father, a woman step from the step.
So,
however, the father didn't do by himself. Actually, first he got permittance from the God, and God allowed father to do that. So who could understand those secrets of the powers? So we are the only people as the first family trying to understand the heart of that part. Those incidents can happen like that. The history of the powers. So, even because this is talking about original confessional, that's why I said that covered the story. So, I couldn't tell in detail. However, because of the providence mystery, those incidents seems like unusual to be happened. Then I want to understand. Is it clear? The spiritual emerged through Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And when they accomplished the big blessing, Adam and Eve produced their own children. Their own children can become true children. And then this true child can be a manifestation of body and spirit. However, because the fall, Satan occupied God's behalf. So, Adam and Eve sent to God, sent to Satan, they multiplied their child. So, the child must have been the first child. The first child can become must have energy in the first. Ancestors, ladies, the first child, totally contaminated spiritual body and the physical body. So, through the God, the mankind from the first state could be the first to resist it through the salvation. So, God,
self
of God, that she has occupied the subject matter and the Holy Spirit occupied the second Eve, so they could give the child. However, the child missed it. The spiritual meaning, so the sperm is the seed, the seed is the, it comes from the arms, from the water of the arms, that's our father said. So he missed it, the foreign people, when they go into the womb of mother, he missed it. And the first, the Nicodemus in the history, he is afraid of others. That's why he missed this question during night time. And they just said, we have to have revert. And they just said, how man like to be, how old man like to be can be revert? Are you really Jewish? And he missed that the whole matured physical body cannot go into the mother's womb. It's a necessary for which natural body, physical body to go into the womb. He missed it through the Holy Spirit that the person has to be revealed, missed it spiritually. So Jesus, when you look at the Bible, where it is, from Israelites, and on the way to come to Jerusalem, going through Samaria, the land of Samaria. So the Samaria is the land of the criminal and the poor. So the traditional Jewish people never passed on the land of Samaria. However, the just west, as the Jewish person, the Jewish young people, the first time he passed over the land of Samaria. And then when he passed over the Samaria, the woman was standing nearby wall and the spring, and then he met this woman nearby wall or spring. He asked, please give me some water, and she didn't give the water. So she said, how the person look like Jewish people never stepped on the Samaria land, and how dare you ask the water, the cup water from me? And then she said, you are the, your husband is the, you are the fifth wife to your husband. This thing is found patriarch into the heart of us. So just said, this what is the water of life, is that this water has contained the seed of water, the seed of life. She had the husband right now, she has the fifth husband. So how miserable fate of her. So this story actually is a very miserable story, because as the man just Christ was born, but he never married with a woman. So how godliness just was, even though he had lineage of God and he had no object pattern to produce his child. So he missed it through that prostitute that God wanted Jesus Christ to make, to reserve it, his offspring. This is the story in Samaria. It's expressed the heart of Jesus Christ only through parables to reveal the secret of this story. What does it mean through life, through this? This is a new story. So the person who understands this story, the person who didn't understand this story just passed away.
And,
just forget about that. Whatever. The spiritual rebirth through Jesus and the Holy Spirit. So the meaning of rebirth is very difficult, because the all the people of the lower people have to be obedient to the laws upon Trapada. So how difficult it is. That's why the lower people need absolute faith, absolute obedience, and absolute love. By going through the day, could be referred to one. And that thing could have happened, the compassion, or the inspiration, or the moving heart by love. So love can touch. And then by love, some sacred and deepest story that we. That's what the certain knew those things, and the certain talk about this thing and that, and blah, 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 but that thing doesn't matter. So, from that condition, we have to go through the way of the good. So, there's no way for the virtual physical body to go into the mother's womb. So, through children, only through children. They were born through that womb of true mother. That's why we have to serve them as the elder brother of all mankind. And the concept of Christianity, the problem with us is that the spiritual evil, that's why they call stepsons. So the stepsons has the right, and then the Christianity is called the religion of stepchild. So, because of Jesus Christ, all mankind have a chance to become the seed of stepson, to return the stepson to the original son and daughter. They have to meet substantial Holy Spirit, second father. The substantial Holy Spirit is the second father. And then, when they have condition, they have to make condition, not by being accused of a certain misstep, like the ceremony is never stick like that, and the Holy One ceremony like that. That's the condition to take out or to remove the fall of Mecca, Italy, and Pakistan. So, and why? And then, something has happened after they start their family life. Because there's something they missed, something, that's why they had to go through again. So, to the 40-day separation period, so, think about all the Korean people, how could they do all at once? So, when we utilize the internet or the mass media, this day is the day of the blessing, and then the 40 days of that day is the day of the separation. Don't do any relationship with each other. And then, the Holy One ceremony, those things come true by spreading the Holy One from the helicopter, from the sky. So, without that, how could we make that thing? So, those things should be accomplished by each of us as tribal Messiah. So you know that the time is coming, because Father said, the thing Father said, severely, substantially realized. So because our failure to achieve this responsibility, those things has been prolonged. But that thing, concretely substantialized. So we have to achieve our partial responsibility. So as long as we do have rebirth by true parents, we can move ourselves from the stepson to the original son and daughters. And we finally could be this time the petitioner was also done. However, we ourselves tend to become as the Trinity body. Means that we haven't yet achieved the big blessing. So, the God of Eden, why God spared the people? If God destroyed all the men and to make other men, it might be simple. However, he couldn't do that. That's why the parents has made some condition. So from that condition, the people could be standing on the blessing, could be standing on the blessing. So in that condition, actually, far beyond up, the blessing should be realized, however, as we are the fallen people. We need to stand in the condition given by the parents. And then we have to say, do you know that we said yes, Minister? By realizing the promise, the content was we said yes, and we have to go pass over to the next step, and next step. And then finally we become realize ourselves as the center of God. If we haven't yet become the center of God, how do we do that? What do we do then? We try to retake ourselves, reshape ourselves to go back to our state. So then, in order for us to achieve that purpose, we learn this original principle creation. So when you said, well, I was still searching but not finding. I found one of white men among 1,000, but not one of white women among them all. Whom did God find out? Whom didn't Jesus Christ find out? A woman as his partner, to whom did our father try to find out the mother as his wife? To set up all this, the history of the providence, oppressed such a figure, not to find out, or not to hear his partner. And then, you know, the woman who the father actually, his story, he locked her three times a key, but even this situation, the woman came into the father's room with naked body, and then covered blanket. So during that time, the father even couldn't kick her out because it was very cold. So the oldest father has been dressed by the German policeman. So if a father would give a small condition, the judge will be accused by etc. And also by this woman who came to father's naked body. And she can make any story. She said, this thing happened, yes, that happened, yes. So, And then the father felt his risk of life. So that's why the father always was being careful about the woman. But from his perspective, actually the woman originally as the loving partner but became the enemy because of the providence of history. He said this thing very often, occasional. And he loved the woman so much, that's why the Messiah, the God, told the woman to go to him. So that's why the Satan and the God asked the Father to be the Messiah. And then, after passing over this test, the Messiah could become the owner of all women, and God put every woman in the bosom of the Messiah because he can say more. God, the true Father said, what is the most difficult not to bear? All things Father can be patient. However, his personal character, like a temper, like a fire, even though he is fire, he has temper, but he strongly shoot his teeth with each other, not to say anything, not to express any anger. But we, as the fallen people, it's easy for us to turn our face red, and it's easy to go out of the room with anger. So it doesn't mean, so no matter what kind of size of that thing, the SD, we are first couple, we definitely have come with the chance to evoke our temper. However, even though we have that moment, but we have to be patient not to express any anger. Do you understand? And the next. And then for the wedding of the Lamb is come, and his bride has made herself ready. And then those things had happened in the day of marriage of two parents. And then so revelation said the God prepared a woman to become the object part as the and as the wife of true Father, and also true Father he himself is very magnificent. He's very magnificent to find that woman, to find out mother as his wife. However, the mother herself is very outstanding because she gave birth to more than 12 children, and she has raised them, all of them up. So, if she was to do that, what will happen? But she has, given birth to her children more than 12, and then she has raised them up very well. So even if she couldn't make it, think about the father have to. Father had been through the other world, so how wonderful the mother is. So when you have a mother, like your mother, how much plus family we are. So, so the mother always have to turn to the father when father has done the lily of the world, and also the mother have to serve each of us as far as family, and so don't, and also the father also have to attend the two children. So that's why the mother had to operation to open her stomach to take it out to children. Actually, the father was given. Father gave birth to 14 children, and then the doctor in the hospital asked who is the husband of this woman, because she has been patient. She has operated the patient four times to open the stomach to take out baby. So we are the people of the people on the blessing, because we are serving parents like that, like those people who are understanding. Next. When when Adam and Eve said to meet God, and then they produced their child, they can see the family, this official foundation, this goal, and there's nothing else left. However, because the ball, Jesus Christ, came to the earth in the fashion of Adam, and then the Holy Spirit also needed to come down the land as the spouse, and then when they give compassion, the practice of compassion, and then they revert to mankind, and then the second Jesus and the second Holy Spirit, when with substantial being and the religious, the spiritual devout being can be the true child, and means the spiritual and the physical devout. So we can divide the child from the clear side and the child from the evil side. So this chart expressed the story of devotee, duty, and the Trinity. Inside of God, the wills of Jesus Christ and the Trinity means that Holy Father and Holy Mother, Holy Spirit and Holy Son, like that, to fulfill the purpose of creation. Yes, we can see the God and Jesus and Holy Spirit. However, when you see original being, the God himself, have created this divine character. So to fulfill the purpose of creation, Jesus and Holy Spirit must form the four position foundation with God as the center. So God, Jesus and Holy Spirit thus become one. And this one is constituted Trinity. So God expressed, God expressed himself through the Jesus and Holy Spirit. And how about original Trinity? The God and Adam and Eve, their spiritual and the physical embodiment, but because of all, they are voluntary, there is voluntary Trinity, and Adam and Eve, you can see, and then how about restored Trinity, centering God, and Jesus and the Holy Spirit, Mr. the Trinity in the spiritual state, and then the restored Trinity, the spiritual and the physical bottom of the so to Father, to Mother, and to God, all mankind can become a child by going through rebirth. And Trinity and the will. Within God Himself, Adam and Eve, in the original matter. However, this original thing, because of all, disappeared. And then Jesus and the Holy Spirit, instead of Adam and Eve, appeared again. And this, they made these two changes spiritually. And then that's why the true Father and true Mother, with a substantial being, have to come down again and restore Trinity, spiritually and physically. And when we look at the Trinity, the will of God is the will of Adam, and the will of Eve, and the will of Adam. So, even though it looks like three is existence, however, from the perspective of will, they are in the oneness, from the will of perspective. So, in the best perspective of will, they oneness in the will. It means that substantially the Father and Son and Daughter seems like three levels, three positions. However, in the perspective of will, three positions become one. That's what Trinity and one. So, I talk about Christian Trinity and Christology. 30 minutes later, I will talk about the private presentation because this is very important. It's talking about the for the people to go back to the original state. Thank you for your cooperation. Thank you. Please be back. 5 to 4 o'clock.
You okay, Veronica? You okay? Tired? Yeah. Go and rest.